Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live. Welcome to the program here. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. Feel free to do that here tonight. As always, there's a lot of interesting things. We bring things to the table we think you're going to find interesting as well. But again, the phones are always open should you wish to join us here. People in the United States are becoming more concerned about inflation, understandably, because, well, it's not getting any better.
And it's affecting them.
And it's affecting everybody, especially poorer people, because inflation hurts those folks the most. But in related news, we've been covering what's been happening over in the European Union, specifically to countries like Germany and the UK, where they are suffering dramatically higher power bills already, and it hasn't even really gotten that cold yet. It's going to very soon. It's begun, of course, and now with the headline from RT.com, which is Russia Today, the Germans have failed their first gas-saving test. You might remember over the summer, the Russian energy company, which is a state-owned energy company, Gazprom, cut the Nord Stream 1 pipeline down to 20% of its normal volume, and then subsequently a month later cut it off entirely. Now Nord Stream 2 has been blown up by still heretofore unnamed sources, likely the United States military. And so two of the main, well, Nord Stream 2 was never utilized, but it was filled with gas, and all the Germans had to do was just basically press the, you know, sign some paperwork and get it operating. Now it's, you know, been broken. So they're down significantly, and the government people there have been saying, well, okay, people, we're going to have to cut back. You know, in order to get through the winter, we've stocked up a bunch of gas. They've got, like, whatever facilities you would store gas in long term. They've got that, and they've been filling those, and they've been telling people that they need to cut back. Well, according to RT, German households and small businesses raised their natural gas consumption by 14.5% above the five-year average in the week from September 19th through 25th, according to Germany's energy regulator, the Federal Network Agency.
So, that much more than that week last year or the month before?
The last 5 years. Compared to the last 5 years, September 19th to 25th, their gas consumption was up over 14%.
Well, it doesn't sound like they're conserving very well.
No, and that's the point here, is that they have failed at their first, what they're calling the gas-saving test.
If it's going more expensive, why are they using more gas?
I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
You know what? Everyone I talk to in the United States, because gas prices and electricity prices over here are also astronomical.
They're going up.
Yeah, they're going up. Everyone I talk to is like, I'm turning all the lights on my house off. We do not have the heat on yet. And it's still, like, pretty cold here. And so many people are like, I'm not turning the heat on until my pipes are about to freeze because it's so expensive.
Conan.
So I'm surprised to hear that they're using more.
Did Conan say what he told us on the air last night, or was it off the air? I think it was
off the air, but I don't think it was a secret.
No, I don't think it's a secret either.
He's thinking of closing off all of his house except his middle room and only heating that one this winter.
I know a lot of people that do that.
He said
that's a good idea.
He said he just bought a cot, so he's putting his cot
goodbye bedroom.
Yeah, he's not going to use his bedroom.
Oh, that's excessive.
He's in, like, his office, basically.
Yeah.
So it's the smallest room in the house. It's got the computer in there, and he's going to put a cot in there, and then he'll just leave there to make food in the kitchen and go back in there.
And it's just crazy that people have to think about that, because things are so expensive. Utilities should not cost this much. I mean, this is crazy.
And we're just barely feeling it here as far as utility costs. I mean, the supply rate here in New Hampshire has doubled. I don't know what's happened in other states. If you want to call in and share your experience with us.
Apparently gas, like petrol, or like at the pump, is 7 times more expensive in California than any other state.
70.
7 times?
70.
No, like the price you're paying at the pump, but maybe like...
I'm thinking, sorry, my brain is thinking 70%.
No, that can't be true, Bonnie, because, I mean, the pump prices here are like $3-something right now.
They're like $7 over in California.
Yeah, so that would be like 100% more, which is still a lot. But if California had cracked $10, there'd be headlines everywhere. And,
yeah.
And it did crack 10 at some pumps, I think, when the price had shot up, when it was like around here, it was like $4.60, getting up towards $5.
Yeah.
I think there was some stations in California that were getting close to 10, and that was making headlines then.
Yeah.
Maybe I got the number 7 because it's $7 per gallon in some places.
That seems probably true. And that's probably for the high-end stuff as well.
So, yeah, months ago I was in California, and it was still like high $6. So I was very surprised when I saw a Facebook status of a woman that I met while I was out there complaining about how the gas was still that expensive, because I assumed it would have went down, because over here in New Hampshire and the rest of the East Coast, you know, gas was over $4. But now, I was just in Connecticut a couple nights ago, it was under $3. It was, you know, $2.90-something.
Good times are back.
Right. Well, I was very surprised to hear that it was still the same. It was still... You know, almost $7 a gallon in California. It hadn't went down in California.
That is interesting. The private sector represents around 40% of gas consumption in Germany, mainly using gas for heating purposes. The increase coincided with the year's first cold snap, with temperatures in Northwest Europe dropping below the 30-year average. So it got colder there faster than it has gotten here, apparently. However, according to the regulator, quote, the savings required to avoid a gas shortage must be achieved independently of temperatures, unquote. So, meaning it doesn't matter what the temperature is out there, you have to cut back. Now, I don't know how they're going to mandate this. I don't know how they're going to enforce the mandate on this, but there was something else in the news today about the European Union trying to, like, cap energy prices and spending 13 billion euros to subsidize the energy companies. Like, they're trying to do all manner
of... Because that's going to help, right?
No, it won't. I mean, it'll just make it look like they're doing something.
It's just going to make it worse.
When in reality, yes. In the long term, it will make it worse. The same reason why bailouts here in the U.S. did not make things better. It just gives the illusion that the state's doing something. The Federal Network Agency noted that a reduction in consumption of at least 20% is required to avoid a gas shortage in the coming months. So they're already telling you you have to cut back 20%. Now, I'm sure that usage doesn't exactly correlate to, like, degrees in temperature, so it's probably not really fair to compare, oh, well, you know, 20% means you have to, you know, turn the temperature down 20% in your house, but even turning the temperature down 10% is a pretty significant factor, right? Like, if you keep your, and obviously they're in Celsius, so we're talking Fahrenheit here, if you keep your house at 70 degrees Fahrenheit, during the winter time, and you have to cut that down by 10%. Now you're at 63.
Yeah, that's cold.
That's pretty significant for a lot of people. So, quote, the gas consumption of households and businesses in the last week was well above the average consumption of previous years. The week's figures are therefore very sobering. Without significant savings in the private sector, too, it will be difficult to avoid a gas shortage in the winter.
Yikes.
So they're already saying you have to cut back by 20% on your energy costs, and they're saying that if you don't, there will be a quote-unquote gas shortage. Well, it's already true that they don't have enough.
Isn't there already a shortage?
Yeah. Right. The fact that you have to cut back means they know they don't have enough. This is in order to hope that they don't completely run out.
It's going to be a cold winter.
Right. Shortage seems to be code here for we don't have gas anymore, right? Because right now it's a shortage. If you have to be, you know, if you have to be even concerned with how much you're using, there's a shortage. Same thing.
I mean, if you stop buying from the main place you get gas from, there's a shortage. Isn't that the main place to get gas from is Russia?
So, yes, I think that is true.
So if you
in
stop
Germany,
buying from them, then you have a shortage.
Yeah. According to Mueller, the country can't get through the winter on well-filled storage facilities. Or, sorry, can get through the winter on well-filled storage facilities. So they have an easier time enforcing on businesses because some bureaucrat can just walk in and go look at their thermostat. They probably don't have the same ability to just waltz into somebody's home and see how warm it is there.
Not yet.
Not yet. The number is 603-283-6.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 1-800-260. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Coming up, you join us, bring up anything that you want on the way. We're going to get into music and science. Why do people like the music that they like? Bonnie wants to talk about that here tonight. And, Bonnie, you mentioned during the break that you just don't really have any concern for what the people in Europe are having to go through.
Why would you say that? I didn't say it like that. I just said that they asked for it. And I said I'm too tired to care about, like, blah, 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 20% since September 23rd, blah, blah, blah. I'm just tired, that's all.
Bonnie has no mercy for the people in Europe.
So
well,
I said,
the thing is, it could be coming here soon. And
it's true,
so,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's not to say that, and I think that you can still have empathy. I'm not telling you you have to. But I think that you can still...
I didn't say I didn't, though.
Okay, good. One can still have empathy for people who have made a grievous mistake, which is to say to get involved in international conflicts and to be cheering on one side or the other in some sort of war between two tyrant states.
You can have empathy for them, but the natural law consequences won't have any empathy because they're just a concept.
Well, that's true. You cannot avoid the law of consequences. For actions. And in this case, if you're backing up a tyrant, which is Volodymyr Zelensky and Vladimir Putin are both tyrants, then that's what you're going to get. By the way, did you guys see this Google Translate meme that's been going around?
No, I have not.
About Zelensky?
Oh, then it means the evil one rules the world?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah. Did you see that?
If you just separate Volodymyr, or it might be Zelensky, into two different words, and translated from Ukrainian to English. According to this meme, I didn't double check it. Did you, Ian?
I checked it.
It means the evil one rules the world.
So
creepy.
Yeah, so what happened was somebody figured this out. It's Z-E-L-E space N-S-K-Y. So you put, so you kind of turn his name into two words.
Yeah.
And then you put his first name after that, Vladimir, okay. V-O-L-O-D-Y space M-Y-R. So again, exact lettering in his name, just with spaces in between. And of course, we all know that names came from somewhere, right? Like that there's etymology and history behind names. And some people would say there's no such thing as a coincidence. And Google Translate was translating this to exactly the evil one owns the world. But what happened apparently was Google Translate blocked this translation after this meme started going around.
Of course they did.
And so they went in and they blocked the meme. But Cyprian figured out, he's former co-host here on Free Talk Live, used to be known as Vin Armani. He figured out that if you type it into Google Translate still, it will just show you the exact same thing, so it's not translating the phrase. But all you have to do is add a space and then another letter to the very end.
And then it changes it.
It makes
they didn't block
so
that.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what I tested earlier today, and so confirmed,
yikes.
That's exactly what it means. So.
That's really weird.
And Google Translate is usually pretty accurate. Like, when you're composing, like, an entire sentence, it's not usually right. But with words.
Words,
it's usually right.
Yeah. So I just thought that was kind of a creepy thing, right? So we were talking about the situation in Europe, and I just wanted to give you another example of how this is affecting people over there, because, this is likely coming here. Apparently, Biden has been using the Strategic Oil Reserve. That's another thing that I saw today, and that's been tapped down pretty effectively. So the lower prices that you guys were talking about at the pump may be artificial.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, so...
Well, even in California, the little part of that article I was thinking of, but I thought was seven times more that I read, it said it's artificially basically higher than the other states because of the taxes that they've imposed on that industry.
I mean, I think the gas prices are always artificial. I don't ever think there's a legitimate correlation for supply to the price that people are paying. It's all the government just charging whatever they want for it, and placing regulations on the oil companies.
Well, yeah, it's hard to know what the actual price of gas should be, because as you said, there's a lot of regulation. There's also the fact that taxpayers are essentially subsidizing it, and that if you think about the military going over into the Middle East and securing oil fields and things like that, what does that cost? How do you, those are not numbers that are factored into the price, because the taxpayers are footing the bill for that activity, keeping shipping lanes clear and that sort of thing. All very, very costly. So we really don't know what the price is, but we do know that that one of the big headlines today was that OPEC's cutting production in the Middle East. So you got a situation.
What is that?
OPEC is, I'm sorry, I forget what it stands for, but it's essentially a cartel, as I understand it, of Middle Eastern
gas
providers, oil providers. So they're cutting production. So they're not doing any favors for the United States and the European Union. So if OPEC's cutting production and the European Union and the Western democracies are putting a cap on what they're willing to pay for Russian gas, you are likely going to see the price of that particular thing, product, go up over time. And as a result, according to Euronews.com, a man named Emmanuel Lehmans runs a successful bakery in Belgium. But it says running a business has become very complicated due to the rise in prices. His energy costs recently tripled, and he said he was shocked at the change in price. He said one bill for 36,000 euros was an adjustment for the year 2021, and then they calculated the energy costs to be 14,800 euros per month. Remember,
does he fly a Ukrainian flag in his window and run Ukrainian bread specials on the menu?
Good question. It wouldn't surprise me, but there's no image here of the shop's window, at least that I can see. But he says for the time being, he hasn't paid the bill, hoping that there was a mistake by energy supplier Engie.
I don't think there was, bud. Sorry.
He says at some point, someone needs to do something to cap prices or reduce them. It's not possible, he added.
It's not possible to face the consequences of me and everybody around me's collective mistakes.
Well, and that's the thing, too. People are always like, well, the government has to do something about this. Like, there needs to be a cap or something. The government did this to you. What are you talking about? The government needs to save me. No,
problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that is what a lot of these people in Europe have been saying in these stories, which we, share like one a week of some business that's just about on the point of ruin because of all these costs. And they almost every single one of them turns to the government and says, help me. And you can't blame them
for
that mentality. It is all they know. And they know the government did this to them at some level. So, I mean, from a fairness perspective, it would make sense that the government would, that they would want the government to do something
the
problem.
If someone kicked me and made me fall down, I wouldn't have them bandage my knee for me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You don't trust
I would have
person.
Somebody else do it.
That's a great point. And also, what could they do at this point? What could the government do? Just create gas out of thin air? No. The government that you haven't been buying gas from?
The best thing they could do would be to stop the sanctions against Russia and apologize for what they did and, essentially beg for the oil and the gas to get turned back on. I mean, eat some crow at this point, because that's about all you've got left. So these businesses, they're going to go under, and that is not good for their economic.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. An historic launch delayed by Hurricane Ian is finally off the ground. Four astronauts blasted off on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The SpaceX NASA Crew 5 mission will arrive at the International Space Station on Thursday. Oil production is set to be cut.
With President Biden's war on fossil fuels, get ready for gasoline prices to skyrocket. OPEC has agreed to its deepest cuts to oil production since the 2020 COVID pandemic at a Vienna meeting on Wednesday. OPEC ministers announced 2 million barrels a day of oil production will be cut. The U.S. plea to not cut production fell on deaf ears. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is in Fort Myers, Florida, surveying the damage caused by Hurricane Ian. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking a little bit about energy costs, and a lot of people in the United... We've been just focusing on the European Union, but there's a good chance some of these concerns are going to be coming here. But in the United States, people are concerned about inflation, rightfully so. We can get into that. Also, we can talk about musical taste. That's coming up. Bonnie wanted to share with us. But inflation is a real problem, and the solution isn't to beg the government to change anything, because, you know, they don't care what you think. The solution is to protect yourself, to take the steps that are necessary to ensure that the value that you've created in your life for your family and your loved ones is protected for the future. Now, of course, there are no guarantees, but over many generations, it has been proven that precious metals like gold and silver have done a darn good job of keeping up people's value with the rate of inflation out there. So it may be a good idea to get into gold and silver. If you haven't already started, go to bullionmax.com. They've got a ton of products there. So if you're looking to stack gold or silver, just store it away. Of course, they got the ounces, and I think they even have larger pieces than that there. But you can buy those at very affordable rates at bullionmax.com. But go to /FTL, and you'll get their gold back page. Now, this is for people that are ready to to use gold in commerce, to actually buy and sell things with gold, with real gold, because gold backs are interchangeable gold money that you can carry in your wallet made of real gold. They're incredibly popular in the freedom community. There's mom-and-pop businesses that are accepting these things, and you don't know who's going to take these things unless you ask, and that's why you got to have them in your wallet, be able to pull them out and show them off, and it gives you the excuse to talk about real money and real value. It's a really great outreach tool and an outreach piece. And
it'll make you popular.
It really will get a lot of attention. There's no doubt about it. People love the gold backs. So, but again, gold backs aren't for stacking as much as they are for spending. So go and learn more at bullionmax.com/FTL. You can get your gold backs there. And again, other huge variety of gold and silver pieces over at bullionmax.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, so we're talking about money-related things. The Center Square Newspress.com reporting that nearly 3 out of 4 Americans are now more concerned about rising prices. So a lot of Americans were already concerned. Now 74% of Americans are now even more concerned than before about inflation. BMO Financial Group released survey data on the economy and inflation showing 74% are increasingly worried about rising costs due to inflation. Quote, more than 70% feel their financial momentum is threatened by higher grocery bills. So that's 78% said that. The rising cost of gas, 76% said that. In order to prepare for a potential recession, 76% of Americans say they're making lifestyle changes, such as delaying large purchases on a home or a car, paying down debt, and cutting back on holiday spending. So one of the big questions is, you know, what's the holiday season going to look like for a lot of these retailers who've counted for years on what's called Black Friday, where supposedly retailers get into the black, as it's called. They become profitable for the first time in the year. And I don't know whether that's true or not. But that's
I didn't know what that meant.
That's where the name supposedly came from.
I have a hard time believing that's the first time they're profitable.
It is hard to believe, isn't it?
And especially when they're giving everything so cheap.
It is hard to believe, but that's the saying. Right. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But Americans have been historically very irresponsible with their money, and the holiday season is usually a show of that. So are they going to cut back? You know, time will tell. We'll find out more probably in a...
They're just
going
to go into debt to do their normal Black Friday
things.
That's
what people usually do. Right. I know so many parents who are like, well, I have to get my kid this, like, $700 thing and all this stuff, so I just put it on my credit card.
Well, yes. You're correct, Bonnie. That is exactly what Americans do. That is the historical, you know, habit of people because they can't afford. They already couldn't afford before the quote-unquote recession. They couldn't afford it. So are they going to get more financially sound on, you know, this year? I guess time will tell.
Your kids won't be any happier because they got the really expensive thing, and they won't learn, like, you know, to be grateful for what they have.
No, but they'll be happy if they've got food in their bellies, so...
Yep. My parents never bought us really expensive things for Christmas. First of all, there was a lot of us. We always understood, and we were always, like, really loved Christmas. I mean, really liked our presents, and we were always grateful for things. And then I noticed, like, my other friends would, like, have the nice iPhone, the nicer DS than us, and they were less... grateful of them.
That figures.
For me, it was
brass.
Like I had a flip phone, and I was like, oh, my God, thank God, thank you, parents. Like, this is amazing, you know, and they had, like, really nice phones. Other people had, like, really nice phones and just didn't appreciate it as much.
Yeah, so I don't want to get off topic, but I saw this video the other day, and it was a mother recording her daughter, a fight with her teenage daughter, and she's yelling at her daughter going, I already spent $3,000 on you for back-to-school stuff.
Oh, my God.
I am not taking you back to the mall today. And the girl is, like, having a mental breakdown, like, it's not enough. And I'm just like, I could never imagine my mom while I was a teenager buying me $3,000 worth of stuff just for, like, back-to-school clothes.
No.
What do you... I mean, that's crazy, and I'm even thinking now, I'm like, I have clothes from, like, middle school that I still wear. Like, what a spoiled brat needs $3,000 worth of clothes just to go back to school.
For one season.
And that's crazy.
And she's getting into debt for that, too.
Probably. Yeah. And you got to think, I mean, I kind of didn't feel bad for the mom because I'm like, this is your fault.
Right.
You shouldn't have done that.
This.
You shouldn't have even spent that much money on her in the first place.
Yep.
So now, you know, kids start expecting that stuff. So this is going to be a tough Christmas if parents can't expect to spend thousands of dollars on their spoiled brat kids.
If you want to share your thoughts tonight, your experience, feel free to weigh in at 603-283-6160. So again, 3 out of 4 Americans here are very concerned with inflation. The poll conducted with the Ipsos also found that, quote, significantly fewer U.S. consumers feel confident about their financial situation compared to the last quarter. And that concern varies by age group. Older Americans are feeling more concerned than younger generations. Between ages 55 and 64, 82% said their concerns about inflation have increased over the last 3 months, compared to 62% of those between the ages of 18 and 24. Now, is that because older folks have been through more? They know kind of
probably
what to expect. They know that things are likely not going to turn around tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And younger people are just like, we'll get through it, you know.
And I think, like, older people, they remember when prices were much lower, right?
Yeah, they
and
have
younger
that basis
people,
of comparison.
Like, yeah, they don't really have. They're like, well, has this always been expensive? Because even like myself, I've been thinking, like, has this always been expensive? Like at the grocery store, I'm like, did that always cost that much? And I'm like, I'm not really sure. Like, I can't remember what it used to cost.
Well, right.
So,
I mean, how many years have you been shopping for yourself?
Yeah.
Right?
And it's just like, do you think about?
Yeah.
Do you think in retain that as a long term memory? Like how much you paid for tortilla chips? You don't really retain that as long term memory. It's like you're adding up how much you want to spend right there, and then it goes away.
I mean, when it goes up abruptly, like a dollar a bag. I mean, that's easier to find. But I even know someone who eats cough drops a lot, and they were like, I remember when I could get a coupon at Market Basket to get these 2 for $1, and now the bag of cough drops she likes is like almost $4 a bag.
Whoa.
And she's like, this is only like, you know, like less than 10 years.
Yeah, that's amazing. So Americans are also concerned about the impact of a recession. Nearly 8 in 10 Americans say they plan to adjust their lifestyles in response to recession concerns, delaying major purchases, as we mentioned, 28% cutting down on holiday spending, 24% putting more money in savings, which, of course, that is not going to help you if you're keeping your money in the dollar, right? Long term, the dollar is the problem here. That is the reason why all of this is happening. And, of course, mainstream media doesn't do anyone any favors when they don't talk about what inflation really is, and inflation is an increase in the money supply.
No, because they hate you and they want you to be poor and to be suffering.
That's true, because poor people are in debt, and people who are in debt are owned.
Dependent.
Yeah, they're owned. So if you want to comment here, you can join us, whether you want to comment on the prices that you've seen going up. There's a new thing, by the way. You've heard of shrinkflation? Well, there's something else going on out there now that is called skimpflation.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With me in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
So we're talking about some of the economic circumstances that people are finding themselves dealing with, which one of those things is inflation, and everybody's dealing with it. And, of course, you know, the less wealthy you are, the more it affects you, because when prices go up on simple things like food, that hurts people that are barely getting the bills paid. And of course, the bills are going up, too, as we've seen with electricity bills, gas bills, things like that. You can join us here and share your experience at 603-283-6160. I was just saying yesterday that Bonnie and I went out for lunch the other day after we went to support a friend at a court hearing, and it was over $30 just for a couple of sub sandwiches and and two drinks.
Yeah, it's great. Shocking.
For us. So it's like, wow, you know, this is it's hurting people. There's no doubt about it. But there's certain things that companies are doing to try to cover this up. And one of the things we've discussed here in detail over the years, not just recently, but for, you know, we've been aware of this for a long time, which is what has been termed shrinkflation. And if you're paying attention at the grocery store over the years, and again, this is also something where having years under your belt as a shopper helps, but even those paying attention under a shorter period of time, especially now, are probably noticing this happening. And I've talked about this for years. I remember when every yogurt on the shelf was an 8-ounce yogurt. If you were to just go buy it, it was an 8-ounce yogurt. And then it went down to like 6-something, and then it went down to 5.3 ounces, and it sort of stayed steady at 5.3 for a while because you can only cut it back so much. And now there's one brand on the store shelves at Market Basket,
Noosa,
which I'd never seen before we started shopping there, that actually has 8-ounce sizes available. And it just looks so big by comparison. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, I can't
believe
this.
Yeah, they look like
this.
The big ones.
Right.
And it's not really, I mean, it's just the other one shrunk.
That was the old standard, and the 8-ounce standard has been gone for, it must be more than a decade.
I think that's the serving size of yogurt.
8 ounces?
So, I think so.
It's too big for me, but so, well, I just can't eat that much yogurt.
You're a little lady, but so in addition to yogurt, you see it happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Another great example, of course, is the old 64-ounce orange juice. The orange juice containers, those have been slimmed down to like 52, 53, 54 ounces. So they are nowhere near the size.
Oh, like the carton one?
The carton itself, yeah. And they'll slim. And they'll, sometimes they'll do like sneaky things, like they'll like shave off the carton, but it'll be on the back side of the carton. So like the carton is thinner, but it's not like you can't see it on the rack as thinner.
Oh, that is sneaky.
It doesn't have as much in it.
And I'm sure, shape.
Yeah. And I'm sure most people don't look at the actual ounces, they don't look at the size of what they're buying.
That's
just
what you have to pay attention to. Yeah. So that's been happening for a long time. And CBS News is reporting on a new thing, which also probably has happened as well, but just quietly, and it's harder to detect. This is now called skimpflation. So shrinkflation is where they change the size of packaging, and they're real quiet about it. And now they're doing skimpflation. So what does that mean? Well, some companies are reformulating their products using cheaper ingredients.
Wow.
To reduce their manufacturing costs.
New and improved formula, huh?
More soy.
Extra soy
true.
And corn syrup.
Whatever's cheap is what they're going to be putting into their products. And now, Bonnie, this might be something you pick up on because you are actually somebody that does look at product labeling. You do look at ingredients. But do they don't always tell you what percentages are in? Like when you look at the ingredients of a product, it'll tell you what's in there, and you generally know that the first ingredient is the most and the last ingredient is the least. But you still don't know what percentage of water there is versus whatever else.
Yep.
So according to Consumer World's Edgar Dworsky, the change typically isn't communicated at all, of course, to consumers, because who's going to want to advertise that there's less than the most important product in the product, who may be unaware of the change and yet are being charged the same price for the product. One recent example of this is consumers did notice, that's how it's come out, that ConAgra, which is a huge manufacturer of corporate processed food products. In fact, the fries that you just brought home from the convenience store tonight are a ConAgra product. Their Smart Balance Spread. It's a dairy-free butter substitute.
Oh, it's like margarine.
So one of those fake things, yeah. ConAgra recently changed its formulation to reduce the share of vegetable oil in this product from 64% to 39%.
Good.
Almost 40% reduction.
They're using soy anyway, probably, or seed oils.
Oh,
or
maybe that's it. But vegetable oil is terrible for you anyways.
Well,
when you go to buy vegetable oil from the shelf to cook with, every single one that I looked at Market Basket the other day is 100% soy oil.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of like carrots and celery and potatoes on the front.
It's a huge farce, right? Because vegetable oil must be so much healthier than butter or any lard or animal fats, right?
No,
it's completely toxic for your body.
It's polyunsaturated fatty acids.
Y'all are correct about that from what I understand, but it's not like they took out the vegetable oil from this vegetable oil product and put butter in its place.
Yeah,
they just took it out and put, I don't know what, in
something,
its place.
Something worse.
Maybe more water? I don't know. And what's interesting is what they say here is that so they reduced the vegetable oil by about 40%. Customers who noticed have flocked to Smart Balance website to complain about the formulation, calling it terrible, disgusting, and undesirable. Quote, "We've been loyal Smart Balance customers for a long time, but something changed," said one customer as part of their one-star review. They said further, "It is now really soft, spits all over when frying an egg, and doesn't melt on toast. Just as bad, it's now over $10 for the big tub. Tub is headed for the trash." So if this does actually encourage people to get rid of vegetable oil and switch to butter, that's great.
Well, they've been brainwashed to think that animal fats are bad for your arteries, when really these polyunsaturated fatty acids are what block your arteries, and animal fats don't do that.
Well, because that's what dietitians were telling people in the 80s and the 90s, and then we found out, Well, actually, I think they still are telling people that vegetable oil is better for you than animal fats.
Depends who you ask, right?
It depends who you ask. Yeah, exactly.
Now, of course, whenever they confront the companies about these things, A lot of times they don't even answer the questions. But in this case, ConAgra did speak. The spokesman said that he had that they had changed the formulation to, quote, make them easier to spread. But we've heard we've heard the feedback from consumers and have decided to return to the previous recipes in the coming months.
Sure.
So a total load, total cover-up, nonsense. Skimflation may save costs or even boost the company's bottom line, at least in the short term, but it also risks turning off consumers who may seek alternatives that they view as providing better value or quality, said the expert. Some angry customers vowed in their reviews they would switch brands because of the perception of poor quality after the recipe change. He said it's hurtful in the economic sense. You're getting a little less quality for your money, and it hasn't necessarily been clearly disclosed. Another example of the skimpflation is the Scott 1000 sheet toilet paper, which has drawn negative reviews on its website for what consumers say is a decline in quality. Quote, the quality has gone, well, down the toilet. This is not the pre-pandemic Scott, one consumer wrote on Scott's website in September. The sheets are so thin, they're transparent. I don't even think they are a full ply, one quarter ply at best.
And Ian, that's the one that I'm always saying that I liked pre-pandemic, but we can't find anywhere anymore.
Oh, really?
The orange Scott, they were like, I don't know, one of my favorite toilet papers.
It's kind of funny that you say that because that's what my parents would buy growing up, but I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah, we don't see it at Target or Walmart
realized that.
The gentleman from the website here, again, his name is Edgar Dworsky from Consumer World. He said he happened to have an older package of the exact same quote-unquote product at his home, and he then went and bought a new package. He weighed the two packages and adjusted for the change in length for the rolls, because that's also, again, that's the shrinkflation aspect. They take the rolls down in the number of plots, or the number of, what do you call them?
Sheets,
thank you, yeah. But he found the new rolls weigh 20% less than the older ones. So there's still 1,000
sheets. I can't believe this guy went out of his way to do this, but good for him.
I love
that's
these
great,
people like this.
Accountability.
Yeah. 1,000, so it's still 1,000 sheets.
Yeah.
But the sheets ain't what they used to be. He says,
get a bidet, y'all.
Yeah, that's absolutely good advice. It wasn't just the consumer perception the product had gotten thinner. It really did, he said. How would a consumer know just looking at the package? You wouldn't. And, of course, these are things that they would never advertise because it is a lowering of a product quality just so they can keep the same shelf price so consumers don't feel like prices are going up. But they are, and it cannot be avoided. Not as long as the government's printing money endlessly. There's more coming up here, and you can join us. We'll get into musical preference, plus Shakira is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.